This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3995. Today's show is entitled, Creating Your Own Internet Radio Streaming Device. It is hosted by Claudio Miranda and is about 10 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Claudio talks about a couple of streaming radio solutions to make your own internet radio device.
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio. My name is Claudio M, and I wanted to talk to you today about some software that I've been playing around with using my Raspberry Pis at home. So I've, for a long time now, I've wanted to set up one of the Raspberry Pis as a streaming internet radio server of some sort. Just a streaming radio media box that I can have at home to just stream some radio stations I was interested in. I usually listen to stations like Anon Radio, Tilde Radio, a few others that are local here that I've kind of snagged their internet streams using the developer tools on Firefox. And I have them set up in scripts on my computer. However, I wanted to have something that was dedicated just for playing these streams at home, connected to a speaker system. So, at some time ago, I was playing around with a few, and I came across one called Volumio, and that's spelled V as in Victor, O-L-U-M as in man, I-O, Volumio. And that one seemed to work pretty well for when I tested it. However, that was a good number of years ago. I think it was even before the pandemic. But I decided to revisit this recently in my new residence. And upon looking at Volumio, I saw it had kind of come a long way, but it seems like you have to have an account with them. So I decided to not go with them anymore. So this time around, I started searching on the internet, and I came to another piece of software called MO Ode Audio. I guess you pronounce it Mode Audio, but it's M as in man, double O D E Audio, and the website is moodeaudio.org. It seems to be a relatively new player for media, like streaming audio and different types of media. So I figured I'd check it out. I went ahead and I downloaded the image that they have. They have actually two images. One is for 32-bit and one is for 64-bit. So those of you that have the older models, I have a Raspberry Pi Model 1B, and I also have a Raspberry Pi 0W. So I went ahead and I downloaded the 32-bit because I have a Raspberry Pi 0W that I hadn't found a use for, and I thought this would be perfect because it's out of the way, it's very small, it's easy to hide, and I can still access it over the home network. So I went ahead and I did. Now I do have a 3B plus, but that one I'm using for something else. So I wanted to use this little guy for streaming these radio stations. So I went ahead and downloaded the Mode Audio ISO image, or not even an ISO image, just an image for the 32-bit platform. And I went ahead and I flashed it into a micro SD card. So I went through the process of setting it up. It basically runs Raspbian in the background underneath, and it's pretty neat. I'm looking at the interface right now just from the website, and it's already comes with a bunch of preset internet radio stations, some of which I've actually become quite fond of, like the ones from Flux FM. Of course, Soma Radio is on there, or Soma FM rather, is on there. And a few other ones, different genres of music from various other audio streams. So you can pretty much check those out. The system also allows you to use a Bluetooth speaker. So the way I have it set up at home is I have the Pizer W running mode audio player. I have it set up to pair up with a Crosley a turntable that actually has Bluetooth support, and it actually works pretty well. The only thing I noticed is that there's a little glitch where when you're connecting to it, or if you're disconnecting to it and need to reconnect it again, you need to select local audio, because it will stay on Bluetooth speaker, and if you try to pair it while it's still on Bluetooth speaker, it won't work. So it's a little bug, I guess. I should report that, but I mean, it's not that big a deal, but just something to be aware of if you use this and you're trying to use a Bluetooth speaker with it. You'll have to switch the audio out to local audio, even if it's not connected to anything locally. Set it to local audio, connect and pair with the Bluetooth device, and then switch it back to Bluetooth speaker. And that'll get everything going. So that was a little a thing that I found out there. But otherwise, you can actually hook it up, hardwire it to a system and get it that way. And you can even view the interface from the Pi itself. So it has a web interface that you can access if you just go to whatever IP address you've configured it for. On your home network, and you view it through your browser, you can view the same interface that you would pretty much see on the screen. So if you decide that, let's say you wanted to plug it into your TV, you can plug it in through the HDMI port there on the Pi over to the television, and you'll get the interface that way as well. The only thing is, I don't know how you would navigate through it, but so that's kind of defeats the purpose, unless you have a keyboard and mouse connected to it, or some sort of wireless interface, keyboard and mouse of some sort. I don't have that, and I don't plan on using it, so for me it's just a web interface, so that works fine for me. And I can use the touch features from my phone. So it'll work through your phone, it'll work through your whatever device that's on your network, you should be able to access it through a browser. It also gives you the option to add your own streaming radio stations online, and it's pretty straightforward. I've added Anon Radio, I've added a few others as well through there, and it's been working pretty well. So if you want to check it out, I'll put the links in the show notes. So you can check it out. I'll even include Volumio if that's something that you might be interested in. There is a terms of service. I guess if you create an account, it's mainly for their website. That just kind of turned me off to it. So I decided not to, because they didn't used to do that before. So I guess they've expanded, and they also have their own devices, that come with it built in. So they've kind of gone a little more corporate, but you know, that's just my opinion. But yeah, be sure to check those out in the links that I'll be providing, and hopefully this will work out for you. As far as I know, I don't see any ISO image or images for x86 in the event you decide to do this with an old PC or something. I believe Volumio does have that option. Yes, they do. I'm looking at it right now. They have a PC x86 and x64 download link for that image. So you might want to check it out. I'm not sure. I haven't really looked, because really I wasn't looking for x86 for mode audio. But if you happen to find it, be sure to post it in the comments, or heck, submit a Hacker Public Radio episode, because we are very low on shows. The queue is very low, or I know that they've been dipping into the emergency queue right now a lot, and I just looked at the schedule, and it's quite empty. And this is why I'm recording a show right now. I've had this show in the works for a while now, so I figured I'd go ahead. Today's a slow day. I'm going to go ahead and upload this for you all to listen. So I hope this was something you might be interested in. I hope it's something that you'll be able to put into use and record an episode for Hacker Republic Radio. This is Claudio. I'm signing off. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.